Item 10.
From the Office of the Sheriff, requesting authorization to abolish 18 Deputy Sheriff Sergeant positions and create 18 Correctional Officer Lieutenant positions for the County Correctional Facility Central, effective February 21st, 2011. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit, the Department of Administrative Services, and Division of Human Resources. At our January meeting cycle, this item was laid over pending further information from Corporation Counsel. The Committee on Finance and Audit approved this item by a vote of 5-0.
Good morning, Inspector Schmidt, Mr. Preedy.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Supervisors. We did go through testimony, I believe, at Finance. There may be some in this room that have not heard the explanation of the item. I'll be very brief to go through this. Basically, what it amounts to is we have 20 particular open positions right now of sergeant. We have TAC positions, in other words, deputy sheriffs that have filled in on the TAC to be sergeants. However, those are not permanent positions. So the issue will be is nobody's going to lose their job. The deputy sheriffs that are basically serving temporarily as the sergeants, they'll basically roll back to their original positions and we'll be promoting 18 correctional officer lieutenants. Quite frankly, the response from the CO lieutenants has been almost overwhelming. We have 90 individual COs that have already applied for the position. They're extremely excited. It's the first chance they've had for a promotional opportunity under the new regime since the sheriff took over in 2009. We have about 500 correctional officers now. Add CO lieutenants, which will be the first line supervisors to the downtown jail, keeping in line with what the county board allowed us to do in changing from deputy sheriffs to correctional officers at that facility. I'll leave it at that for now, and if there's questions, of course, we'll be happy to answer.
Supervisor Boone.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was going to move approval, but with one question. The resolution has an effective date of February 21st. Would that need to be changed?
Yes, that will have to be changed. Actually, this was a report from us to Department of Administrative Services, and they actually submitted the report to you in the resolution. They'll have to modify that resolution.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve with the recognition that the effective date will be modified by DAS to whatever appropriate date they determine. Unless you know that someone knows the date now, but it's actually written in the resolution.
Madam Chair, would you probably just strike the reference to effective date for the creation of the positions? The resolution appears to authorize the creation of the positions within the effective date.
Then I'll just make a motion to approve with the deletion of the line on line 40, effective February 21st, 2011.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Early on in this process, we as committee members and maybe the entire county board got correspondence from different unions in regards to this issue, and as the course of time has gone on, and I haven't gotten anything from them, I was just curious how that was resolved.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, I honestly don't have a real firm answer. The unions were present at our meeting yesterday. There was some testimony taken. Best I can say is I'm happy that it appears to be resolved and that we can move forward.
I think Supervisor Schmidt, you made a request yesterday regarding the overtime.
Well, it was partially on this, and Mr. Preeby said he was going to send a like an initial letter that requested on the situation. It wasn't just directly this, but it was about Whack and Hunt and the transportation of inmates, more specifically in the budget ramifications, because when we passed that, there was an amount that was supposed to be saved for privatizing and using Whack and Hunt to transport our prisoners. And, of course, that took some time, so which is normally the case, you lose some of those savings because of the implementation time. Then there was a problem with the vehicles. If you recall, part of the savings and the idea for privatizing was to, so we wouldn't have to get the vehicles ourselves. Wackenhunt would purchase them. And so that was the correspondence we got. Mr. Preeby spoke to that. You might want to repeat what he said yesterday at Finance. And I asked him to kind of disseminate this information, please, in a memo to all members of the board on the update of what's going on in that situation, because there's a question of deputy sheriffs and a number of them being transporters, whereas Wackenhunt was supposed to. There was a time lag in hiring some Wackenhunt, so maybe you could do a capsule on that. That was the conversation yesterday, Madam Chair.
Mr. Preeby?
Yeah, that particular item is kind of a side issue that came up yesterday. It's not directly related to the CEO lieutenant issue. It's just for an updated status report on the implementation of the transfer of Indian transportation to Wackenhut G4S. I had previously submitted a report that focused on 2010 and what had happened compared to what was reported and anticipated savings. And I've agreed to provide an update for the first quarter of 2011 as we move through the process. It is still not at full implementation, but we've resolved all the issues related to the vehicle transfers. Those vehicles were purchased with bonds. We had to work through bond counsel and what the proper process and steps had to be followed to dispose of those vehicles and sell them. And we've only transferred one vehicle just this week, plus the first of the five have been transferred now. Everything's been settled on how to go through the steps, and we're doing them one at a time. Vehicle now is sold to G4S. They now can provide their staff as drivers. When those were county vehicles, we had to provide our own drivers, so deputies were still involved in the transportation driving these vehicles. So I will update that report in the next cycle.
Thank you.
Right. Any other comments from committee members? Supervisor Monroe made the motion with the datum.
Although staff has asked for me to change it slightly.
All right, Supervisor Brown, I'll recognize you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The motion is to concur with Finance and Audit Committee's actions, but to also include the deletion of the phrase effective February 21st, 2011.
All right. Any questions or comments? Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Borkowski.
Aye.
De Bruin.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Six ayes, zero noes. The motion to concur with Finance and Audit is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Supervisor Borkowski will make a